If you are here, say amen. Lord, we turn this meeting over into your hands. We ask that you invade this auditorium with your glory and with your splendor. Make for yourself a great name and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight is a healing night, and I will do a brief teaching and then we'll go into practicals on time. Revelation chapter 12. Turn your Bible if you came with one. Revelation chapter 12. The scriptures, Revelation chapter 12, will begin our reading from verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels and prevailed not. Neither was there place found any more in heaven. And the dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Heaven began to declare celebrations, and the reason for which heaven was declaring celebrations was because the operation of the accuser has been cut short. Next verse. And they overcame him. Hey, are we there? And I heard a loud voice in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. The verse of interest is verse 11, which is a common verse, because Satan has been cast out from heaven into the earth. In fact, the scripture says, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, because Satan knows that he has but a short time. However, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. So what I intend to do tonight is to show us how these brethren overcame the accuser by the blood of the Lamb. In order for us to do this effectively, I would like to take you to the arena of justice that is in the spirit. And I'll show you the infrastructure that is laid out in that plane, and how that we are expected to take advantage of the resources that exist, the voices that speak within the chamber of the courtroom. So to take us further in this adventure, we'll need to consult with Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12:22. Please stay tuned as we journey in the scriptures. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame him by the word of their testimony. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, beginning from verse 22, the Bible says, but ye are come. It didn't say you are coming, but you are already here. he had come unto Mount Zion. Mount Zion happens to be the administrative headquarters of our God. The Bible says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of all the earth is Mount Zion, site of the northern city of the great king. Mount Zion is God's administrative headquarters. That is where kingdom is administered from. The center of the kingdom of God happens to be the administration of God. And the center of the administration of God is the throne of God. And the throne of God, which is the administrative centerpiece of God's operation, is domiciled in a spiritual location called Zion. Are you with me? Zion. So it is this Zion that is the place. When you become a bona fide Christian, a bona fide born again believer, you appear there in the spirit. That becomes your context, because heaven becomes your nationality. And so the Bible is not saying that we are advancing towards Zion. The Bible is saying we are come unto Zion. We are come unto the city of the living God. Now, I don't have time to explain the city, Zion the city. It will take us much time and it will distract us. But each item that is mentioned here gives us an insight into the spiritual formwork and framework of that place where justice, judgment, and equity derives. Ye are come unto Mount Zion. Ye are come unto the city of the living God. Ye are come unto the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Because in the justice system of heaven, the testimony of angels are critical. Angels bring witness. Angels bring records. Angels bring testimonies. And their witness in this court is critical. You have come to God. And what is the status of God within the framework of that environment? Is what? The judge of all. You have come to the spirit of just men made perfect. We're also not going to touch that subject tonight. Next month, we have come to the general assembly. We have come to the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. Next verse, 24. We are come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. You see, we need to understand, because that's not my study this night, to understand what the testimony of Jesus does in the court of heaven and how to take advantage of it. How many of you have read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10? He said, finally, my brethren. What's the next statement? Oh my God. Seems there's much hunger here. There's hunger. Let's try again. What does it say? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, so there are two things he says we should be strong in before we can become competent for spiritual warfare. The first is be strong in the Lord. What does it mean to be strong in the Lord? It's to take advantage of the Lord. Many of us don't know what it means to take advantage of the Lord. Now, imagine this. Let's assume that this, my brother here, is a muscular giant. And I'm a skinny, short personality. And he's my elder brother. And I now make trouble. I run and stand behind him. See, the reason why I have confidence to make trouble is because my strength is in him. I'm strong in him. My strength is domiciled in him. There are skills. Thank you. There are skills that are required if we are going to take full advantage of the Lord. In fact, in order for us to be effective in spiritual warfare, our effectiveness is dependent on our capacity to take advantage of the Lord and our capacity to take advantage of the power that is resident in his might. You see, in this courtroom, the Bible reveals that we also came unto Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. If you know how to use these voices to your advantage, you can undo the premise of legality that the devil is standing upon to bring affliction upon your life and to bring affliction upon your family. If you were here in the first lecture, I said that in prayer there are three levels. The first level of prayer is that kind of prayer that we pray to God as Father. The second level of prayer is that kind of prayer that we pray to God as a friend. The third level of prayer is that kind of prayer you pray to God as a judge. This third level involves technicalities, and the potency of this third level is grievous, is superfluous. The scope of the capacity and potency of this third level is such that the church has not been adequately educated to function ineffectively. And so we have seen territories, for instance, held under the power of demons. Meanwhile, believers are in them, and their priesthood has not been able to influence the territories in which they dwell. Manslaughter, death, darkness, all kinds of things taking place. And it's as if the church lacks the ability to use her priesthood to change the landscape. The reason is because most of those issues have legal undertones. And until we learn how to ascend into the court of heaven in order to demand justice, judgment, and equity, those things are bound to continue. The ailments of our nation and our territory suggest that we are becoming impotent. There's an area of knowledge that we lack. And that area of knowledge happens to be the powers that are available to us when we begin to function effectively in courtroom sessions. And one of the voices that we have in the courtroom happens to be the voice of the blood of sprinkling. Now, tonight I want us to do a quick study, because you are going to see the power of the blood today. You are going to see the power. Even though that's not an amen issue, I just casted news. I'm saying whether you believe it or not, you are going to see the power of the blood this night. Whether you say, you know, no, you missed it. You missed it. None of you says amen after you listen to 9 o'clock news. Have you ever done that? 9 o'clock news and say amen. I am casting news here. And I'm saying that right in this place, you are going to see the power that is resident in the blood of Jesus. So in the court of heaven, we have a voice. And one of the voices you will find there is the voice of the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Now, so when we say the blood of sprinkling, it has a specific meaning. And if we don't contact the specific meaning of the blood of sprinkling, you will not know how to use that facility in the court of heaven. See, it's on the strength of this that we need to do Bible study for the next 15 minutes. And what we are trying to investigate is what the blood of sprinkling is. And then when we finish that investigation, we can now apply the blood of sprinkling. I will show you how to apply it, and its potency, and its capacity, and its power. And the thing about the blood of sprinkling, if we apply it properly, we can undo the accuser. For the Bible says that they overcame him. How did they do that? By the blood of the Lamb. To take us further in our quest for more discoveries, we are going to go to the book of Exodus chapter 24. Exodus
chapter 24.
And he said unto Moses, come up unto the Lord, thou and Aaron and Abihu and the 70 elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come nigh, neither shall the people go up with him. It means that in the presence of God, we are not the same. God doesn't have favorites, but God has intimates. God is not a respecter of persons, but God is a respecter of them that are intimate with him. When they ascended into the presence of God, there was a very strong instruction that was given, and that instruction separated the elders of the house of Israel from Moses. Moses was the only one that was allowed to draw nigh unto God. The rest were given a place afar off, so that at least they can see the marvel of the glorious sight when God begins to interface with someone that has taken out time to build a relationship with him. Relationship with God is not a gift, it is cultivated. It's something you do deliberately. In fact, circumstances and situations will want to work against your intimacy with God. It will look as if it's not convenient every time. It will look as if it is out of place. Only people that sustain God as a major priority will pay the price to put everything by the side and make sure that they interface with God. And when God sees that you have put him in first place, he will have no choice but to carve out a special location in his heart for you. That's the blessedness of intimacy. Yes, next verse. And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord, and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord has said, we will do. Next verse. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and rose up early in the morning, and builded an altar under the hill, and 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood is sprinkled on the altar. What are we looking for? The blood of what? Of sprinkling. Now, I would like you to understand the scenario that we are trying to perceive in the book of Exodus chapter 24. In the book of Exodus chapter 24, what we see here is that Moses has gone before the Lord on the strength of his intimacy, on the strength of the privileges that God has given unto him because of the intimate relationship he has built over time. He was able to access the heart of God, and he was able to retrieve laws from God by which the children of Israel will live. He extracted their culture, he extracted their customs from God. And when he came, he gathered the entire assembly. They raised 7 altars and sacrificed unto God on the altars. And the blood, half of the blood of the oxen that were sacrificed to God, he retained them in basins. Are you here? All right, next one. Took out of the blood, the first thing he sprinkled the blood on was what? Oh my God. It seems you've been on a dry fast. And that's why it's... Let's try again. What was the first item he sprinkled the blood on?
The altar.
And he took the book of the covenant, which was the book that contained all the judgments, the statutes of God, all the details about their culture, all the details about their customs, all the things that they are supposed to do in keeping with the expectations of God, all the laws they are supposed to observe, all the kind of sacrifices they are supposed to be offering to God in order to endear God to them. All of that was written in a book that is called the Book of Covenant. If you read your Bible, there are five major books that the scripture speaks about, and one of them is the Book of Covenant. Somebody say the Book of Covenant. Oh, you're not here. You're still not here. Okay, because you are not interested, you study that. I wanted to give you the books, the five major books that God commanded human beings to write. Some of them he commanded human beings to write. Some of them he wrote himself. Have you ever heard of the Book of Remembrance? Now, all these books are books that are in that court. Justice, judgment, and equity to be realized in that court is consistent with the use of these books. Even if you see the Bible, when the Bible, oh my God, in the book of Daniel chapter 7, is it Daniel 7 or Daniel 9, 7 or Daniel 7, 9? I'll find out. Before judgment begins, the Bible reveals that the books will be opened, not just the book of life, but books, they are books. And one of them is the Book of Covenant. So this book contains the terms and conditions that Israel must fulfill in order for her to be able to access God's goodwill. So Moses has taken advantage of his intimacy with God and extracted that material. What they were doing in this scenario was to make that material an active and a functional constitution by which the land will be bound. So this is the ceremony of the activation of that constitution. So every tribe was represented, every family was represented, every clan was represented. And how was the book activated? The fact that Moses was able to get the book from the heart of God was not sufficient. A ceremony had to take place to activate, to make the book in force over the house of Israel. And it's that ceremony that I want to show you here in verse 7. And he took the book of the covenant and read it in the audience of the people. And they said, all that the Lord has said, we will do and be obedient. Are you with me? Next verse. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people. And behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you concerning all these words. That is how the Old Testament became active. You see, when Moses came down from the mountaintop, having interfaced with God, what he had was a document. Those of you that are students of law, those of you that are practicing lawyers, barristers in the house, you will know that a document is of no effect whatsoever except it is signed. Where's Ogbe? Do you agree with me? It's just no. Maybe me and you enter into a contract because I'm a technocrat and you are a businessman and you have funding, and we enter into a contract. I will bring my technical know-how to bear on the business. You will bring your resources on the business, and we are going to have a 60-40 sharing formula of profit, and we append our signature. Is that not a legal? Are we not bound by the terms of that covenant because of the signature? Now, so God, Moses extracted the law from God, extracted the book of covenant from God, but in order for this book of covenant to come into force, having read it to the congregation and they say, alright, we will do it. The next thing that is missing is the signature. And so the blood of sprinkling was the signature that was used to make that book of covenants a book of force that was in force as far as the children of Israel was concerned. Do you get that? So when we talk about the blood of sprinkling, what we mean is signature. Did you get it? Some time ago, I think it's 2 years ago, A couple of people rose up in the body of Christ and they identified themselves as grace preachers, hyper grace preachers. And part of their intention was to remove the ancient landmarks, that they have gotten a new revelation, probably that is superior to that which Apostle Paul and our elders and patriarchs received from the Lord himself. And they were attempting to reinvent the wheel and to reinvent Christianity. Part of the tenets of their teaching, are you with me? Was that because the Bible says the covenant, a covenant is not in force until such a time when the testator dies. Have you seen that scripture in the book of Hebrews chapter 9? Until such a time when the testator dies, so it means that everything in the Bible before the death of Jesus was not the New Testament. The New Testament began from that point when the testator of the covenant dies. That's when Jesus died. So the New Testament actually begins from the Acts of the Apostles. You know what that means? Or you don't know what it means? I said, you know what that means? Good. What that means is, like me and Barrister Ogbe, that deal we want to do, I bring my technical know-how, he brings his funding. Are you with me? Barrister, how do you do it? If I bring an empty sheet of paper and I sign it and you sign it, you are not following me. I bring an empty sheet of paper and I say, let us sign first. When we finish signing, then we'll now go and then begin to write the content of the agreement. Is that how it is done? Now, because these guys, are you with me? The blood of Jesus was signature. So, what is the content of the scope of the new covenant? The scope of the new covenant and its content was already available before what? You get that? What we have in the book of Acts is the implementation of the deal. What happened on the cross was signing the covenant into force. So if you don't sit down to study the things that Jesus said that are elements of this new arrangement, you will be living in limbo because the blood of Jesus was signature. So when we talk about the blood of sprinkling, what we are talking about is signature. To make a document come into force so that it is acknowledged by heaven and it is acknowledged by earth. And when we come into the court of law and we make demands on the blood of Jesus, it is the content of the entire covenant that is activated that comes into force in that court of law. Oh my. Have you heard Jesus say, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me, he shall never die. Everything that Jesus said that is supposed to be consequent upon believing in him came into force when that blood signature went down. It means right now that I believe in him and I'm living. My natural death doesn't connect me with the spirit of death. I have no covenant with the spirit of death. My natural death is a transition into higher levels of living, higher levels of life. So when you hear, I'm no longer here, don't we? Because the one that I believed, that one, he was once dead, but for him death was not the end. And he lives even after the grave. It means he operates by the reality of immortality. It means he carries a life that cannot be destroyed, that cannot be killed. And that's why death could not hold him captive. Eternal life existed before death came. And so he has more authority than death. And death cannot put an end to eternal life because it is indestructible. It was never created. And so Jesus said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Those are the terms. Everything Jesus said that is consequent upon believing in him is the content of the covenant that his blood came to sign. So in that covenant, death was outlawed. And so if you come to threaten me with death, I will tell you that I have no covenant with it. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth after me, he shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. He was giving us the articles, the terms of this new pathway that he was making available to us. And if you are skillful, you go study all the things that Jesus said in that regard. Because that is what his blood came to do what? To sign. And in the court of heaven, the Bible makes us to understand that there is this blood of sprinkling that has vocabulary. You know, I said that in after preaching the first night, a barrister came and corrected me. He said, I said that in the constitution of Nigeria, that we only have an eyewitness and an expert witness. He said it's not constitution. It's called the Witness Act. So in the Witness Act of heaven, blood can bring witness because blood has sufficient vocabulary. And it was the blood of Abel that ascended, the voice of that blood that ascended into heaven, demanding vengeance from the one that, from the manslayer. And on the strength of the testimony of that blood, Cain became a fugitive and a vagabond. And there was no territory upon the face of the earth in which his destiny could be established. He will wander until his days were done. And that was the power and the potency of the blood of Abel in that court. And the Bible says the blood of sprinkling. What does it do? It speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. And that's why in the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 20. Give me that scripture quickly. Luke chapter 22, verse 20. This was in the Lord's Supper. And the Bible says, likewise also the cup after supper, saying, that means Jesus took the cup. And when he took the cup, what did he say? He said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. What he meant by that is the blood that will be the signature that will activate the New Testament. Except the signature of the blood comes on the New Testament, it will not be activated. Because the New Testament is in this blood. This is the activation. This is the activation key for the entire scope of the New Testament. The validity of the New Testament is tied to this signature. So right now I need to tell you the scope of the potency of the blood of Jesus. It's a powerful instrument in the courtroom. Number one. It is the blood that gives God the legal right. It is the blood that gives God the legal right to forgive sin. Forgiveness of sin was part and parcel of the things that Jesus promised us. How many of you still remember the woman that was caught in adultery? Who still remembers that? They brought the woman and said she was guilty. She was caught in the very act of adultery. And they said, according to the law of Moses, this woman shall be stoned to death. And because Jesus was physically present, they came to him and inquired of him and said, this is what the law says. What say ye? That means in the days when Jesus walked this world, the opinion of God could be sought. And Jesus began to write on the ground. And from Jesus' perspective, what was wrong was not the law. From Jesus' perspective, what was wrong was not the demands of the law. From Jesus' perspective, what was wrong was the system that was put in place to administer the law. The people that wanted to administer the law, in the administration of the law, they allowed the man that was part of the act of adultery to escape. Hallelujah. That was their own model of administration. Allowed him to escape through the window. It means he was one of their, he was part of their society. Okay, you escape here. And then the woman was the only one that was found guilty. The reason why Jesus said, any one of you that is without sin, let him cast the first stone, was because he wanted to prove to them that they did not have the legitimacy to be the entities that will prosecute that law. And at the end of that statement, everyone that was supposed to be an enforcer of that law lost ground. And in the picture of that story, it was only Jesus that had the legitimacy to administer the position of the law. And when Jesus looked upon the woman, he said, where are the people that have condemned you? Where are your accusers? She lifted up her head, and there were no more. And then this personality that had the clearance to implement and enforce that law now says, me myself, I do not condemn you. But you see, there's a problem with that. Are you here? Because what we are talking here is justice. It's not pity. Huh? He said, me myself, I do not condemn you. It means Jesus gave her forgiveness. But in the law of Moses, there's nothing like forgiveness. He said, I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more. You know why he could do that? It was because a few days from that time, he was going to the cross. And in the cross, he was going to establish the covenant that guaranteed forgiveness. That was the only ground that Jesus had to let the woman go. The law doesn't recognize forgiveness. But in this new covenant, forgiveness is the possibility. Why? Because of the blood. There may be several things that you did wrong that is standing against you in court, and Satan has been using it, and several things your ancestors did, and it is standing in the courtroom as a strategic ground that Satan has exploited to bedevil your family. Tonight, Satan will be shocked. Because the Bible says that in the courtroom, there is this facility called the blood of sprinkling. And what does it do? It speaks. It speaks. It speaks. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Because the blood speaks. It is that blood that gives God the right to forgive, because it's a signature that activates a new set of conditions, a new set of realities, and the Church of Jesus is supposed to explore and exploit this new set of realities that are now enforced on the strength of that blood. Number two, the blood happens to be the token of God's redemptive work. And what I mean by token is receipt. When you buy a commodity in the market, If you buy it from a good place, you are given a receipt. And the receipt is proof that you made a purchase. The receipt even carries the price that was paid in order for the purchase to be transacted effectively. The receipt is proof that you paid. And no matter how you like something, you don't pay twice. How many of you pay twice? I like my wife so dearly, but I paid bride price once. Hallelujah. So when you present the blood, what you are presenting are receipts. I've been paid for. Because, are you here? The devil will want to press charges on you. Then the issue of ownership will come. That because of this covenant, because of that covenant, I own you. Then suddenly you present the receipt and say, I was paid for. Right now I'm God's property. Right now I belong to God. And it is the blood of sprinkling that will speak such things in the court of heaven. It's a very strong ground of positive argument for liberty. And if you know the power that is inherent in that blood, you can escape almost anything. In the manifestation or in the application of the blood of Jesus, there are three levels of application. First of all, the blood is Godward. Secondly, the blood is selfward. Thirdly, the blood is Satanward. How many of you still remember the arrangement that was in the Old Testament? In the Old Testament, God's presence was domiciled in the Holy of Holies. And when the bull or the oxen was sacrificed on the Day of Atonement for the entire nation, a portion of his blood was taken, and the high priest would bear that blood through the outer court into the holy place and right into the Holy of Holies. Oh, my time is spent. By the time he gets into the Holy of Holies, the Holy of Holies doesn't have windows. And so the light that is in the outer court is the sunlight. The holy place doesn't have windows. The light that is in the holy place is candlelight. The light that is in the Holy of Holies is Shekinah illumination. The proof that God has descended is that God will descend as light into the holy place. Imagine a small room without windows, without illumination. And the moment the high priest goes and stands in that darkness, then Shekinah comes into that place. And the Bible says, light is that which makes manifest. And the moment that light comes, it makes manifest. So if the sin of the people supersedes the ability, the nomenclature, the communication of that blood that was brought that day, the high priest will die. As a sign of the fact that the sin of the land has exceeded atonement by bulls. So if the high priest is going into the Holy of Holies, once every year, he goes like a dead man. And that's why the curious girdle is used to tie his waist, so that if he dies there, they will use the curious girdle to pull his dead body out of the holy place. The holy place was a place that was very uncertain and unpredictable. And the language that can be understood is that in that place is the language of blood. No human being can interpret that language. When Shekinah comes and looks upon the blood, he knows if the vocabulary of that blood is equivalent to the sin of the land. And you will know quickly, because the life of the high priest will be taken. There's an aspect of the blood that is Godward. It's only him that knows the value. So when you say, I plead the blood, The one that understands the language of blood will interpret it. And you don't know that language. It's beyond your pay grade. You don't learn it in physics and you don't learn it in cat poly. Because somebody that attended cat poly here believes it's very intelligent. Your intelligence is not up to that level. Secondly, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 or Hebrews 12, I think it's 11. Oh, 10. Hebrews chapter 10. The Bible says that the blood has the potency to sprinkle our hearts from an evil conscience. This is the... Have you ever come to church before and you feel condemned? You couldn't flow because there was a weight of condemnation upon you. The cure for that is the blood. It's designed to sprinkle, to purge your heart from an evil conscience so that your relationship with God is restored. And finally, in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11, Satan word, for they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. This is how much we can take because of the time. It's time for practicals. You may wish to rise on your feet. The kingdom of God is not in word. A prayer point, just one prayer point before I begin to pray. Just a prayer point. Can you pray tonight and say, Lord, we come into... I didn't have time to tell you that the official route by which you access the presence of God is the route of the blood. You don't come into the presence of God any other way but by that way that has been consecrated to us, which is the way of the blood. So if you want to come into God's presence, say, I come by the blood. 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 Can you ascend into that court by the blood right now? Because we are going for judgment. We are going for justice. We are going to demand liberty. So we come into the court by the blood. We gain ascendancy into the place where the judge of all sits. We come in to the chambers of his dreadful presence by the blood. Abasuka Mahail. That's how we come. That's how we make our appearance. The blood needs to identify and announce you. It is on the basis of that blood that your justification was achieved. The throne of God declared you righteous because of the speaking, the potency of the blood that has activated a new possibility in the realm of the spirit. We come by the blood. Now that you have ascended into his presence, there is another dimension of the blood we are going to come with, which is the blood of sprinkling. And every ordinance that has been written against your family, every position that the devil has exploited concerning your life, hitherto this time, you want to take advantage of the blood of sprinkling that speaketh. We take advantage tonight. For your blood speaks over my family. I compel his again to sell him a hala to her. Labro cose caparasco se salito. Premo Santa Baboria Chica Menizala Shai Kambelis
Shaikan Solimata. Shaikan Sotetelia. Mesko Preskupe Samatali. By reason of the signature, new possibilities have been activated, recognizable in the realm of the spirit. I have no covenant with death. If death has been haunting your family, you have no covenant with death. And by the blood, you can claim life. Silo no more core. La 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 la. Sandorodobosikoma. Abraske sotela malaite. Stamina lode dadaboma. Yeka kanesa nabo yeka. Lamena tolesa naboma. Amena la la lo se se la hamela. Amena conte la bo se se la bo. Amena la ega la bo na si la le. Embra la 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 baso ke ma la mama. Amama la bo se se ke le ya. Embre ke ska mu la da be na kore ma la. E sa la kole ma.
In the name of Jesus. The reason why you are entering the way you are entering is because you came by the blood. Yeah. That's how I come. I don't come there because of any good thing I did. I come how? Listen carefully. And because the blood is available, it means that the price for sin has been paid for. And because the price of sin has been paid for, if you are here in this hall and you have not turned over your life to Christ, maybe you attend church and do religious things, but you have no relationship with Him, the price of sin has been paid for. The only reason why you will go to hell thereafter is because of rebellion. You refuse to identify with the pathway of salvation that is already furnished. And that's a terrible price to pay for ignorance. If you are here tonight, and while this service was going on, you came to the realization of the fact that, oh my God, so the things of God is real. And you want to begin a walk of covenant with God by surrendering your life to Jesus. You can do that quickly by putting your right hand on your chest. And if your right hand is on your chest, anywhere you are in the hall, you can raise your left hand up so that I can see you. Right hand on your chest and left hand up. Right hand on your chest, left hand up. The price has been paid. Come and receive what God is offering you. And that is salvation. Right hand on your chest. left hand up, on the balcony, in the overflow, in the main hall. And if you are making that commitment, I'd like you, still with your hand lifted, leave your seat and come to me here. You are welcome to come. The price has been paid already. You don't need to pay any price for this. It's been paid. Just come and receive what God has been offering mankind since the moment Jesus hung on that cross. You are welcome. The price has been paid. If you keep clapping, they'll be coming. The price has been paid already. You don't need to die in sin. You don't need to die in that condition. The price has been paid. The price has been paid. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. The clapping should not cease so that they can. This is what we want to do, to make all of humanity rebel against the devil, because the price has been paid. You don't need to stay back on your seat. The price has been paid. Those of you in the front here, oh, they are still coming. The price has been paid. The price has been paid. So you can take what God is offering. That's the kind of way that the blood makes. Even the powers of darkness cannot keep you bound. You have the right to rebel against the devil, because the price has been paid. Thank you, Father. In the name of... Oh, they are still coming. They are still coming. The price has been paid. It has been paid already. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. One day we'll be in the stadium to do this kind of thing. Just be there. Amen. Now, those of you in front here, you need to repent before Jesus. The reason why you need to repent profusely is because heaven believes that every unbeliever is only good at rebellion. Only good at rebellion. On the strength of the sin of the first man, humankind became a community of rebels, anti-God. And so we repent for rebellion. Many of you are born into Christian homes that is expected for you to be a high flyer in the things of God. But there was a manifestation of rebellion that made you not to see that the price had been paid. Can you go before Jesus and ask him for mercy? It's a very significant part of your translation into the kingdom of light. You must be given an opportunity to repent from the depth of your heart. Every act of rebellion that has been the reason for which you have been kept tied down in darkness. Ask him for mercy. Ask him for mercy. If you have committed abortion before, you can ask him for mercy. You paid money for a lady to abort pregnancy. Ask him for mercy right now. Ask him for mercy. Ask him for mercy. I repent. I repent before you. I repent. In Jesus' name. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I accept that I'm a sinner and I cannot help myself. I ask that you have mercy on me. I ask that you blot out my sin. I ask that you write my name in the book of life. Lord, every covenant I entered into, knowingly or unknowingly, tonight I repent and I renounce it. I ask that its power over my soul be broken. Give me the grace to live for you all the days of my life, in Jesus' name. You know why this is easy? Because the price has been paid. Who is there? I say, please follow that pastor, that counselor. He's going to take your details, pray with you, and then you come back for the miracle service. Counselor, you have 15 minutes to do your business. Please go this way. Can you march this way? Salute them as they make the move. Three prayer points, then we go into the miracle service. I'm going to take an additional 30 minutes of your time because of the miracles. Are we in agreement? All right. Three prayer points. The first prayer point, just in case you see yourself in dreams, people are pursuing you. Maybe if it doesn't happen to you, maybe it happens to your brother or your sister, or somebody you are close to. Can you take advantage? Say, I take advantage of the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things. And I bring the voice of the blood into the courtroom. I have been bought. And because I am bought, nothing can claim me. Can you pray right now? Can you pray right now? You don't pay for anything twice. You don't pay for anything twice. Hamoseli Mokoria, I was paid for. I was bought by the price of the blood of Jesus. I am God's property. No spirit can chase me around. No devil can chase me around. I don't belong to Satan. I belong to God. And so tonight, I command that assault in the spirit to cease by the blood of Jesus. You were bought. A price was paid for you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Second prayer point. If death has been haunting you, haunting your family, so many people dying, terrible things happening, can we go to court right now? As you present the blood,
on behalf of that family. Can you present the blood right now? Can you present the blood right now? Kebon Samina Hanteli. Praski Sosele Keria Mahalatala. Oh, we give you glory. In the name of Jesus. If I say in Jesus' name, give me the best amen you can find. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hey! Hey! Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus! Jesus paid, and because he paid, Satan has no right to put sickness on your body. You see, God is so excited this night. Whenever you talk about the blood, he's excited. He makes a way for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Oh my God. Just give him thanks for a moment. Give him thanks. Oh my God. 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 Standing among grace, confess our Lantoria. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. All right, you have the right now to pick up your phone. If the person that is sick is not present here somewhere else, you can call the person and keep the phone running as I pray. There will be miracles across the phone. It doesn't matter where the person is, in Lagos, in Gambia, in Chicago. You can place the call right now. I'll give you 3 minutes to do that. Just in case the sick person is not here and you want to connect with them. And it doesn't matter what they are sick of. Doesn't matter whether it's paralysis, whether it's cancer. Those names were given by men. But we are going to use another name right now. And things are going to begin to happen here. Yes, you have 3 minutes to make the call. If you are... How many people are making the call? Let me be sure they are... All right, okay. You can make the call right now. The person might be deaf, blind, paralyzed.
Don't change the key. If you are on one key, remain there.
All right. Have you done that? Okay, let us pray. If you brought a sick person that is deaf, this is the drill. Take this finger, put in the ear that you cannot hear. If you are in this auditorium and you need to use glasses to read or to drive or to look around, remove the glasses from your eyes, put them in your pocket, and lay your hands on your eyes now. Remove the glasses from your eyes, put them in your pocket, and lay your hands on your eyes now. Is it a situation of paralysis? The person you brought cannot walk. Lay your hands on the person's legs right now. Do you have a condition that is in your blood? Is it hepatitis B, HIV, blood conditions? Just put your hand on your chest. Do you have, is your genotype SS? Put your hand on your head. Because when we finish praying, some of you will need to go to the lab and verify before we confirm your miracle.
Cancer. Anyone troubled with cancer? Touch any aspect of your body that the cancer has overtaken so that we can pray this night. Reduce your volume. Have you done that? Alright, let us pray. In the name of Jesus. I can't hear your amen. I say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, tonight I bind every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of sickness, every spirit of disease. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Let your yoke be broken. Let your yoke be broken. Let your yoke be broken. In Jesus' name, blinding spirits, I bind you. Blinding spirits, be bound. Come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Deafening spirits, be bound. Come out of the ears in the name of Jesus. I stand against every pain. Pains on the head, pains on the neck, pains that will refuse to go. I bind pain. And I command it to go in the name of Jesus. I address blood conditions from genotypes. I command changes in genotypes. From SS to AA. SS to AA. SS to AA. In the name of Jesus, I bind HIV. I say become negative in the name of Jesus. I bind hepatitis. I say become negative in the name of Jesus. I bind everything that has to do with the blood. Be healed in your blood. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command growth to begin to dry out. From cancers to lumps to fibroids. Dry up in the name of Jesus. Demons of sickness are beginning to leave. Demons. They are beginning to leave the place. Aha. Everyone in this auditorium, and death has been chasing you. I command death, be bound in the name of Jesus. I speak to paralysis. Every aspect of their bodies that is ruled by paralysis. I speak to you, paralysis, be bound. Be bound. Be bound. In the name of Jesus. Come out of their bodies in Jesus' mighty name. Those ones that Satan has taken away their sleep. And you can't sleep. I destroy that situation. I destroy that situation. That spirit of restlessness and anxiety, I destroy you in the name of Jesus. Everyone that is beginning to have symptoms of mental ailment that was brought here, I bind that spirit of darkness, and I break that yoke from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Those people that are reaching out on the phone, irrespective of where their loved ones are, I send healing your way. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now, for your information, God has begun to heal. Now, He has started healing. He has begun to heal. He has begun to heal. Perfect your walk. Perfect your walk. There's someone that came here with an excruciating pain on your back, and the Lord just touched it. You can check your back. He just touched it. He just touched it. I can see somebody right now, and there is an ear of yours that has just opened. One of your ears has opened. You can check the ear now. Your hearing has been restored. If you are here and you cannot walk, rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. If you came with someone that cannot walk, take the crutches away. Take the cane away, the support. Let the person walk. I say, let the person walk. And those of you on the phone, you can confirm now. You can confirm now. You can. You have 3 minutes to confirm. If you notice there's a change on your body, there's a change, something left you, the pain has gone, you can see, you can hear. This is where to stand. Just this place. This is where to stand if you want to give a testimony. And we'll take just a few testimonies before I bless you. Yes, this is where to stand. This way.
Emmanuel, all the world is called in your name. Emmanuel, will you come again? Emmanuel, and the church will see your holy face. Emmanuel, when you come to reign.
You can walk, walk!
Emmanuel, all the world is called in your name. Emmanuel, will you come again? Will you come again? Emmanuel, oh, and the church will see your holy face. Emmanuel, when you come to reign. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, all the world is calling your name. Emmanuel, will you come again? Emmanuel, and the church will see your holy face. Emmanuel, when you come to it. Emmanuel, and all the world is calling your name. Emmanuel, will come again.
Now, listen, there is so much power here. Don't go back sick, please. Don't go back.
The church will see your holy face.
Sir, it is very amazing.
Yes?
This sister was carried to this place. She couldn't walk.
She was carried to this place. She couldn't walk.
Emmanuel.
The amazing dimension of the power of God that touched her has left her weeping. She couldn't. I have to manage to extract the testimony from her. And as you can see, sir, she's walking on her
own. She can walk right now. She can walk. She's amazed. She's surprised. Somebody shout hallelujah! She can walk. Oh my God. Come.
Emmanuel.
Climb that thing. You that couldn't walk, climb that thing.
Emmanuel. All the world is gone in your name. Emmanuel.
will come again. Emmanuel, and the church will see your holy face. Emmanuel.
You were carried here. Now, where are the people that brought her here? The people that brought her here, please, one of you should come to the stage, please. The people that brought her here, one of you should come. Come quickly, come to the stage. The people that brought her here. Hallelujah! Oh, she's also crying. You know, when these things happen, people think we came in the night to agree with people to come and give testimony. That's why I'm bringing a witness here. I think we come in the night and say, you is blindness. You will say you are. That, oh my God. You brought her?
Yes, sir.
She could not walk?
Yes, she has issue with her hip bone.
She has an issue with her hip bone. To be operated?
Yes, sir.
Somebody shout hallelujah! Now, when we prayed, did you feel anything on your body?
Yes, sir.
What did you feel? What was it like?
I felt like my leg was heavier than I could handle.
Some angels were at work, you know? And she felt that her leg was heavier. And now she can walk. Can you walk? Let's see. Can you walk? Come. She can't believe it. She can't believe it. Glory! I compelled the Asimo.
Glory!
You see, I want to give you something. I have something. Eh? I want, but compose yourself so that I can give you. What? You too, I can give you something.
Fire! Fire!
Hallelujah! Lord, we give you glory in the name of Jesus. Now, she was also diagnosed with sickle cell. So, can you go to the and run a test tomorrow?
Yes.
To confirm if you are still in sickle cell. Hallelujah. There was a stickler one time. After prayers, the thing changed to AS. So, the man in the lab was, he said, no, it can't happen. So he went and checked all his chemicals for integrity. And when he confirmed that, he ran another test. And the Holy Ghost got angry and changed it to AA. Father, this, your daughter that you healed, was born a stickler. Can you change her genotype? Can you change her genotype? Can you change her genotype? Can you change it? Such as I have from Jesus. Because you brought your friend, may the Lord's hand of blessing be upon you in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Answer. This man has begun to lose his sight in the past 4 years. As soon as you made prayers, he grabbed his Bible, which he had never been able to read, and this night he can read without the aid of a glass. 4 years.
Somebody shout hallelujah! Liver. Okay. Help on now.
We have a case here.
Where are you? Wait.
4 years of decline in eyesight.
Is he healed?
Was arrested.
He's healed.
By the power
now,
of God.
Listen, listen to me. Listen. While we were praying for that sister, I saw in the spirit. I saw God healing somebody's eyes again. Okay? So there's somebody in the congregation now that God has healed your eyes, but you are still there. You are still there. Someone in the congregation has been healed on the eyes. I'm waiting for you to come. I'm waiting for you to come. Now, this young man can see. So you can read now.
I can read very well.
Glory, give him praise in Jesus' name. I decree that this miracle is permanent in the name of Jesus. You know what I ask the Lord? That one day he'll give me the opportunity to visit the Muslim community. Let them give me 15 minutes. Just. I pray. Ask. Just 15 minutes to pray. And then we'll discuss the effect of the prayer after. Please, when you pray for me, put that in your prayer. That the Lord will give me access to minister. In partaker. Partaker. That side. You are blessed and released, and your miracle is healed in Jesus' name.
Online miracle here.
Yes.
This young man said he called his mom.
Called his mom.
From Kwara, Ilorin.
Ilorin.
Now, his mother's mother used to have this chest pain that lingered until there was no head. Now, that same chest pain came to his mom.
Okay.
And while you were praying online, she confirmed that a weight dropped.
The thing dropped.
And it's gone.
You see, there's no distance in the spirit. No distance. Your mother's healing is permanent. And I decree that that pain will not transfer to you. In the name of Jesus.
A weight at his back. His right hand here.
Okay. Yes, I saw that.
He couldn't move. While you were praying, the pain left.
The pain left.
Same case with this brother.
That pain left.
Left.
Can you move your back? Let me see. Move your back leg. Okay, yeah, they are healed. Celebrate it. You are released.
This brother has been contending with an issue in his ear for the past 6 months.
Okay, okay.
6 months.
Okay.
And while prayer was made, he felt an object jump out of his ear.
So you can hear now. Come on. These are live miracles. These are not make-believes. These are miracles. Meanwhile, how would we have posted healing to a lorry? So even if I came in the night to say, okay, I wouldn't have remembered the lorry. And the Lord has posted a miracle to Kwara State. He's worthy. Now, which of the ears? This ear. You felt as if something came out of it. Father, we decree that this healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. Yes, you are blessed.
Daddy, there is a healing here. Jesus is walking. This mama was operated this year, January.
Okay.
And yesterday they went to the hospital and it was a cancer treatment case.
Okay.
So the report is here with her.
Okay.
But as soon as the prayer was made, Jesus touched her and now she's healed. And he said there is no more pain.
There's no pain. Oh. There's a witness.
Yes.
Mama, there's no pain again.
Not see my son.
Okay, come.
Mazaki.
Who? Okay.
Mazaki.
That's her. What?
The son.
The son.
Yes.
See. Now, this woman can give birth to me. This woman. Sorry, Mama. This woman. So, even if I came in the night to get people to, I can't come. Now, where was the pain? Now here. And the pain don't go.
Yes, sir.
That's cancer. Now, you are aware of this pain? Are you aware of this pain? Now your son believes.
I took her to the hospital myself.
Okay, now, let us do something quickly. Can we ask Jesus perfect this? Let's see the results when they give him. Now, okay, if I came in the night to arrange for miracles, I also went to a lab to say, oh yeah, make results. We are going to ask Jesus to perfect this woman's healing. Let every trace of cancer disappear. Can you pray right now? Can you pray? Can you pray? Suleiman took a brasket to come back. Moresco felami si kames kompali. Glory to your name. In Jesus' name. Father, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, I rebuke cancer. You demon of cancer, let her go!
Fuck.
Loose her in the name of Jesus! Yeah. Yeah, that one entered. That one entered.
So,
take her to the hospital again. Those routine checks, let them use their instrument.
Sir, Mama has came here not seeing with this eye.
She wasn't seeing with one eye.
Yeah, the right eye. So while we pray, she left.
Something left the eye.
She can see.
She can see with the eye.
I even tried it.
Okay, come.
Hold it.
Sir, this young boy,
okay,
was born with a condition of short-sightedness.
Short-sightedness.
For the first time he could see, he saw you.
For the first time he saw me.
Since he was born. Short-sightedness.
Let him come up. Now, for a long time in my crusade, the deaf will hear, but the blind will never see. So I now say, God, what sin have I committed? And God heard my prayer. And I went for a crusade. And the Lord spoke to me and said, pray only for the deaf tonight. So I prayed only for the deaf. And you know, guess what? 14 deaf people began to hear. And one blind woman started speaking. I did not pray for the blind. I prayed for the deaf and a blind woman. Father, perfect her sight. Perfect her sight. Perfect her sight. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. Go, the Lord has blessed you. Where's the young boy? You can see far now.
Yes.
So you couldn't see far before?
Yes.
But you can see far now.
Yes.
Did you feel anything on your eyes when we prayed?
Yes.
So even if you think we came yesterday night, this is not one of the candidates we can. He can see. Can somebody exalt the name of Jesus? Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise. Yes, you can run back. Who knows this young boy here? Let's confirm. Okay, you know him? You know this condition? All right. Run back. God bless you. It is permanent.
This is that report here with her that they told her that she had peptic ulcer, multiple wounds.
Okay, multiple wounds.
Yes.
In the large intestine.
Yes. So she said while the prayer was made,
yeah,
she discovered that she couldn't find the pain again.
The pains have gone.
Yes.
Come. The pains have gone.
Answer.
Yes.
This brother was involved in an accident that brought an injury to his spinal cord.
An accident that brought an injury to his spinal cord.
He was scheduled for an operation.
Scheduled for an operation.
But during the course of this prayer, he has been delivered. And you can see that he's working.
He can walk. Walk, let me see.
He was scheduled for an operation, for surgical operation.
Oh my God. Somebody shout hallelujah. He can walk. Jesus Christ. Yes, we ask, oh God, that the entire large intestine, small intestine, be healed. And let the ulcer die. Die. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, it's permanent. It's permanent. Now we don't have time. I want to bless this congregation. Two more testimonies, and then I release the hand of God on you. What happened to you?
Stroke.
Wait. Yes?
For 2 years, 6 months, sir.
2 years, 6 months.
Yes, sir.
Could you walk like this before? Oh yeah, walk, let's see. Walk. Oh my God. Jesus. Jesus Christ. Okay, come, sister, come. 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 Come here. I'm here. The Lord Jesus is powerful. And is the only answer to the cry of our generation. Just shake me. Give me your hand. Father, I rebuke the spirit of paralysis on the life of your daughter. Oh my God. I cause the mile kavila kasominala o se brekete kusamakulama. Let life come upon your body from that paralyzed side. From this night, let the healing be accelerated until you begin to use your left hand again. In Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. You can go back to your seat, sister.
We have an here. Yeah. Your sister here said, while you were praying, you mentioned that whatever thing that was tied should be loose.
Mm.
And her left ear is as though a rope was loosening until hearing.
The hearing came.
Okay.
She can hear now.
Yes.
Oh my God. Now, come. Let me touch you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. And everything locked in your life today, it's loose. It's loose. It's loose. Because of time, I want to ask God to bless all of you standing outside. Father, yes? That's your report. I've heard your report. Listen to me. What's your report? Stock from there. Talk. Hey. Okay. You are wasting my time. Now, listen to me, all of you. Listen. I want to pray with you so that I can pray for the congregation. Right? We won't spend all the time here. Let me pray with you. Now, two of you. The hand of God will come upon two of you mightily. If you have a relative that is not healed, at the end of the service, take them to this choir seat. Blind, crippled, let them sit here. And then I will come there. Alright? Exactly. Alright. So, Father, show me the two people that you said you were sending to me that are standing before me here. Show me the two of them. Let your anointing reveal the two of them. Let your spirit come upon the two of them. In the name of Jesus. Show me a sign so that I will know these ones that you speak of. Okay, it's coming. It's coming now. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Oh. Sorry, I didn't pray for. You see, the angel of the Lord has risen up. The angel of the Lord has risen. And he's stretching forth his hand over the congregation. Those ones that you brought into the meeting so that you can release something on their lives. From my left hand side to my right hand side to the balcony. Let your anointing come on them. No amen again. No amen again. Let your anointing come on them. Come on them stronger. Come on them stronger. 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 Holy Ghost! Move! Now those of you in front, you can go. Those of you in front, you can go. If you have someone that is sick that is not yet healed, at the end of the service, take them to that place. His hand comes on you strong so that you can be released into your destiny. Now listen. Listen. There are about 17 ladies that God... Sit down. Go and sit down. Why was he there?
She called a friend from Sabo.
Woman?
Yes.
Come.
That couldn't just control herself because of a high blood pressure. She felt the pain. When the prayer was made, she confirmed that she's okay now.
Okay, the woman is okay.
Yes.
Okay, come. You come. As you are coming up, ask God for one thing. Just one. Anything but one. Come. Anything of you, not your friend, you. Ask God. Have you asked him? All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your hand begin to descend upon her. And let your hand come stronger. Let your hand come stronger. And let that which is requested, let it be granted right now. In the name of Jesus. All right. Where are you? I want to release grace. Wait. Let me obey God first. Before I... There are 17 ladies that God wants to bring you people into the ministry of intercession. And you, many privileges will be given to you. 17. Now, if you are a lady, just take your right hand, put it on your stomach. Father, show me the priestesses. The priestesses. The priestesses. The priestesses. The priestesses. The priestesses, the priestesses, the priestesses, the priestesses, the priestesses. There are 17. If there also, as if you find up to 17, let me know. The priestesses of the altar. The spirit of supplication and intercession will be released on your life. The priestesses, 17 of them, is coming stronger, 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 stronger. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! There are 17 of them. There's a fire. A fire that will descend upon you. To mobilize you. To mobilize you. To mobilize you. For adequate mobilization. There is a lady that fire is coming upon. Fire! 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 And that's how so we see your holy face, Emmanuel. When you come to reign, hey, Emmanuel, all the world is calling your name, Emmanuel. Will you come again, Emmanuel? And the church will see your holy face.
Emmanuel. When you come to Emmanuel, all the world is calling your name. Emmanuel, will you come again? Emmanuel, and the church will see your holy face. Emmanuel, when you come.
Are they up to 17 there? Are they up to 17? If they are up to 17, you let me know, then I stop.
Emmanuel, and the church will see your holy faith. Emmanuel, when you come to reign.
The spirit of supplication and intercession will be bestowed upon you. Grace upon grace upon grace will come upon your life. The Lord conscripts you. The Lord has conscripted you tonight. In the name of Jesus. All right, you can raise your hand so that I can release the blessing. Before I pray for you, I want us to pray for Kaduna. Kaduna, the city, and Kaduna, the state. That the spirit of revival will rest. And in a place where men have thought the hand of God will not come, let the spirit of revival invade Kaduna City and Kaduna State. Can we pray in a moment of time? We release your presence over Kaduna. We release your presence. We release your presence over the land. Let your presence come upon the land. Come upon the state. Come upon northern Nigeria. Let there be massive conversions. Massive conversions. Massive salvations. We ask, O God, that you will raise men from the body of Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power that will change the temple of the city, change the temple of the state. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Father, behold a people hungry for your spirit. A people hungry for your presence, for your power. Oh, Father. Oh, Lord. Look upon your people with mercy. Look upon your people with mercy. And let the desires of your heart be granted. Look upon your people with mercy. Let the desires of your heart be granted. In the name of Jesus. From among these ones, raise the future politicians that will change the tempo of politics in Kaduna State and in Nigeria. From among these ones, raise millionaires. People that you will give strategic business ideas that will change the tide. Let your mighty hand of blessing come upon your people in the name of Jesus.
Is it not written that a little one will become a thousand and a small one will become a strong nation? Is it not written that for though thy beginning be small, thy later end shall greatly increase? Take from among us normal, ordinary people and put your spirit and put your wisdom upon them and make them mighty in the name of Jesus Christ. That by the time we'll come in here next year, let there be testimonies of all round transformations in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Listen, and I beheld, and lo, an angel of the Lord descending from heaven with a linen garment, linen, white. When I inquired, I found that linen garment is an impartation of the presence of God. There are people in our midst that are designed by God to be carriers of His presence. And the anointing of His presence will descend upon you. The anointing of His presence will come mightily. The anointing of His presence will come upon your life. You will never remain the same again. For a door is open in the spirit, and the hand of God descends upon you. Oh, oh, Siama Kanto Seliman. And a judge will see your holy face, Emmanuel, when you come to reign.